Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson, and thanks so much for tuning in today. I have a special guest for you. Author Ayman al-Maimani is here to tell us a little bit about his newly published book, Law of Attraction Handbook, Revealing the Secrets to Manifest Your Desires Instantly to Success. Ayman has developed a solid understanding of goal achievement, NLP techniques, and the Law of Attraction. Prior to his latest book, he authored How to Attract Wealth, Health, Love, and Luck into Your Life Immediately, which was published in August of 2006. Ayman has completed the Triple Fortune Seminar with Paul Sheely, Master Chun Yi Lin, Marie Diamond, and Jack Canfield. The seminar covered Spring Forest Qigong, Feng Shui, Accelerated Learning Techniques, and NLP. And at this point, he has completed all four levels of the Spring Forest Qigong with Master Chun Yi Lin. Ayman has also attended the Unleash the Power Within seminar led by Anthony Robbins. And during this course, Ayman participated in a life-altering walk-on-fire experience. Ayman has also earned a bachelor's degree in mathematics and electrical engineering from King Fahd University of Petroleum and Minerals in 1994. And I'm just so happy to have Ayman on the program today to talk about his latest book, Law of Attraction Handbook. So welcome to Inside Scoop Live, Ayman.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to spread the message for Law of Attraction.
Yes.
Talk about this publication.
Yeah, well, congratulations. You've just recently released this book, I understand. It's only been out for about a month, but how has the response been so far?
It is really great, and with the experience of my previous work, I think this is like a continuation on the journey.
Mm-hmm. So will you be writing more books about the Law of Attraction in the future?
I think it is part of the, continuing this journey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, in fact, working on my third book, which is going to be on a further application of Law of Attraction.
Ah, okay.
And also hearing from the people who used this book, Success Stories. So it's going to be more focusing on more application of Law of Attraction.
Okay, so you're going to have different stories about how the Law of Attraction works in people's lives. That's great. So, of course, we can't really talk about the Law of Attraction without talking about the book and the movie, The Secret, which basically put the Law of Attraction into the mainstream over the last couple of years. So I'm interested to find out if this book was a part of your awakening to the principle of the Law of Attraction or if you'd been working it in your life prior.
In fact, this book was like the second step for me.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Weiser's book, Law of Attraction, that was published in 2003, was my first experience with the law. And then when The Secret was released, of course, it enhanced my experience.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't then this whole wave of The Secret that basically we've seen in this country. You know, it's made it all the way to Oprah on TV. So it wasn't that. You had been studying the Law of Attraction prior.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of our audience who haven't heard of the Law of Attraction, would you explain what is the Law of Attraction and how it actually works?
In fact, the Law of Attraction is working for everybody, whether he understands or doesn't understand the law, because it's a universal law. And basically, this law is this vibrational frequency in the universe that will be in line with your focus. Whatever you focus on, basically, you will get more of it. It will resonate with your thoughts. It's the basic idea of Law of Attraction. So if you focus on something that you want, basically you will get more of that. At the same time, if you focus on something that you don't want, again, the universe will bring you more of that. And that's the point that we're, you have to be conscious about your thoughts In this way, your thoughts resonate with similar frequencies in the universe, so you will get more of what you focus on, whether something that you want or something that you don't want.
Mm. And so how then is the law of attraction different from just positive thinking or just being optimistic?
Now, positive thinking is a tool that will help you enhance your thoughts. The law of attraction is more general, where it will be applied whether you have positive thinking or negative thinking. You'll attract more of that.
Okay.
So if you use this tool, positive thinking, with a law of attraction, you will achieve what you really desire instead of attracting what you really don't want to have in your experience.
And so why did you decide to put this book out right now about the law of attraction? What is unique to this book and to your experience that basically inspires you to put it in print?
In fact, I think the most successful thing in life is to share your success with others. And that was the main reason for me to write the first book with my first experiences. And then after publishing the first book, I enhanced my result. And I had this 21 days exercise that will, first week, you will focus on basically clearing your thoughts and start your affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And the second week, you will go further where you start doing the visualization. And then you will go to the feeling section. So if you fire your goal, clear goal, with your visualization, with your feeling, all in the same direction, and then you take the action on the same direction, you will speed up your result.
Okay. So it will happen quicker if you follow this model, your 21-day model.
Yes. And at the same time, to change any habit, it will take you around 21 days to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
So it is even coming from other perspectives.
Now, I know, now you mentioned the first step in here, and is this the goal-setting step?
The first step is the goal-setting, because to decide what you want first, make it clear that this is what you want. In fact, if you have a clear goal, you will have a clear result.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a vague goal, you will get a vague result at the same time.
I love that, because that is just so true, and it's one of the points that you really emphasize. It's that you have to know what it is that you want and be crystal clear in that. So how do you help guide the reader in really discovering truly what it is they want in a clear, concise way?
In fact, I had one complete chapter, and I kept it as the last chapter, because this will be like a special case for the reader who want to clarify, or let's say they want to have more time to sit with themselves and find out what are they really truly wanted in this life. So that's dedicated in a complete chapter on my second book.
Okay, and do you have different exercises? Like how does one come to basically to determine that, to determine what their goals are and what they really want? I think that most people just kind of take what they can get in this life, as opposed to really consciously understanding that they can create exactly what they want.
In fact, I went through an experience back maybe 10 years back. On the goal setting,
mm-hmm.
for my understanding of law of attraction. And I liked one method where you ask a group of questions to yourself and try to get an answer. And the more questions that you have, the more, let's say, you dig inside and find more and more about yourself and what you truly want from this life. Because you don't want to lay the ladder on the wrong wall. And after climbing that ladder, you find out after 20 years in life that whatever you achieve is not really what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So determining the goal ahead of time will save time and effort at the end.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it possible when you're on that path to achieving that goal that you may decide, well, that really wasn't exactly what I want or it isn't what I want anymore, and be able to change it at certain points? Or are you saying to have that set goal and just focus on that, don't deviate from that?
I believe that's always happening to all of us. You set a goal, and after moving with this goal, sometimes something come up, and you might alter your goal or modify or fine-tune it to make it more clear where life sometimes has its part in determining that. Now, yes, I focused on this goal, but really what I wanted by achieving just part of this goal, I wanted something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always good also to dream big, and as you move toward your goal, you might find more challenging goals as you go on.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the beginning of success. I think success always can grow. By achieving more success, you can make bigger success.
Yes, yes. Okay, let's move to the second part of your 21-day process, the visualization. So what kind of techniques do you talk about with visualization, and why is that an important step in this process?
Visualization comes, if we talk about the complete picture, if you can create the picture inside yourself and understanding that whatever inside will be reflected in the outside. So if you visualize your goal inside, it will be reflected in the outer world. So that's why it's very important to have a complete picture in detail of what you really want, because that's going to be reflected outside. So it's really crucial to have a visualization. And this is called creative visualization, because if you can create it inside, you will be able to create it outside.
Mm. Now, is this where meditation comes in? Is that something that you would create in your mind through meditation? Or do you do this in like the image boards and picture boards where people would cut out images? And what do you suggest for visualized tools?
I think visualization is different from meditation. Meditation is more you're letting, you are in the, instead of the driver's seat, you are in the passenger seat, because you talk to your higher self, and you will tap into the higher resources. In visualization, you start the process and you create what you wanted based on your goal. But both of them are very important to trigger law of attraction.
Okay, but so visualization is done with the conscious mind.
Yeah, visualization will be done with the conscious mind.
Okay.
And you can be creative, as you mentioned, for visualization. You can use the picture from magazine. You can go to the places that you wanted to have something, for example, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And like meditation, you need the quietness. You need to sit with yourself. And I suggested like 20 to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I started myself with something less than that. But right now, sometimes in whenever I have time, I might go up to 1 hour even.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
Really accessing your subconscious power.
Okay.
And also tapping to your higher self to create more what you wanted.
Do you think this is a critical part in this whole process, the whole idea of meditation?
I think if you do only affirmation, you will get a certain result. If you do affirmation and visualization, you will get a better result. So I'm not asking, I don't want to overwhelm the reader or even whoever wanted to practice law of attraction with so many exercises. However, it's always good to have more focus. So the different techniques give you more focus.
Mm-hmm.
So if you use only affirmation, for example, that's extremely powerful, definitely. If you add to that visualization, if you add to that feeling, you feel that whatever you wanted is going to be achievable. Then you are allowing, really, the universe to manifest whatever you like. If you just, for example, have affirmation and visualization, but deep inside, you don't feel that you will achieve what you wanted, I think it will be very difficult to be manifested.
Mm.
You have to feel that.
Do you think that's where...
Yeah, and if you put on top of that also meditation, then you really have it inside out.
Yeah.
The whole, let's say, tools and the whole universe is in harmony with you.
Okay, so how does one get to that point of feeling, to really feel that deep within themselves and believe that what they want is actually possible?
I think this is the part of meditation that will help you. Because when you meditate, you really reach to the inner goal that you really have the main purpose for you in this life. Then you will basically feel that, yes, I can achieve this one because I was here for a purpose in this life, and I feel that I can achieve this goal.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have that feeling, so it means deep inside you have a different goal. So you will be struggling trying to get that goal, but this is not what you really wanted.
Well, I was wondering what part of this whole process people struggle with the most, and it seems like this is probably where it is, you know, that negative self-talk that may come in, you're not really worthy of this, or this isn't really going to work, and that's maybe where people tend to sabotage themselves and their goals.
I think it's the feeling portion, because if you don't feel that you can achieve it, even if you affirm it, even if you visualize it, it's not going to be efficient enough because you already put a negative signal to the universe that you feel that it's not going to happen. So that's going to basically put down the other frequencies that you are emitting, like a communication tower. You are sending your signal, and if you are sending two different messages to the same frequency, the universe will not listen to you clearly. You are going to create a confusion. So that's why feeling is very important. And also, feeling works like a feelometer to measure your thoughts. For example, if you start feeling bad, it means you have a thought that's coming against whatever goal that you wanted. This is what I called in my book the feelometer. Instead of, because every day you think about thousands of thoughts. And how to reach to a level where you have a great focus. It's very hard to watch every thought and to measure every thought. So how it works, the method that a lot of people use and the method that I believe in is your feeling. If you feel bad, it means you have a thought that's coming against your goal. So at that point of time, you can stop and think about what is that thinking that coming and trying to send a cross signal to my goal. And then you modify and then you move on.
Okay. So I guess that's a good point, and a question for me would be regarding negative thought and how you discern whether a negative thought comes into your mind, and maybe that's actually a real warning sign or a gut instinct or in some sort of intuitive thought about somebody, a situation, something like that. How do you discern whether it's a true maybe warning sign as opposed to just a negative thought that is coming from some pre-programmed part of your consciousness?
If it is coming as a bad feeling, sometimes it's not related to a goal. Maybe it's related to something else. It could be an incident coming from the past, and then you have to go back and fix something that you made wrong somewhere else. But in another way, it might be related to your goal. That's why you still feel bad about it.
Okay, so I guess at that point when you do have that negative thought, that's when you sit down and you do some work around it. You feel where that thought is coming from, and then you just kind of take it from there.
But you have to be quite careful also. You don't want to focus on the negative thoughts that much.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to identify and move on and have the right thought to correct even that negative thought. It's again, as we said in the beginning, on the definition of law of attraction, you focus on what you want to get more of it.
Okay.
And if you focus on what you don't want or a negative thought, I'm afraid that you will attract more of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in this case, even if you have a negative thought, try to paraphrase it in a way it's positive.
Okay, I see.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Established in 1998, Rebecca's Reads is a book review and publicity service serving a large reading audience as well as a wide community of authors, publishers, publicists, and buyers and sellers. They offer reviews of recently published books as well as chapter readings, teasers, and videos to help you decide what book you would like to read next. Their insightful author interviews take connecting reader and author one step further, and if you decide you would like to purchase a book, an easy-to-navigate link will allow you to purchase the book immediately online. For the authors, publicists, and publishers, Rebecca's Reads has a variety of publicity services to help them market their books to their reading audience. Their services are budget-friendly and effective. For buyers and sellers, they have a monthly list of current reviews in the Book Review Index for easy browsing, as they know your time is precious and efficiency is the priority. Be sure to visit RebeccasReads.com and browse around their new space. Whatever your literary need, this user-friendly website may be just what you're looking for. I have a special guest for you. Author Ayman Al-Maimani is here to tell us a little bit about his newly published book, Law of Attraction Handbook, Revealing the Secrets to Manifest Your Desires Instantly to Success. Find out more about his book through his website, lawofattractionhandbook.com. Okay, so let's talk a little about Chapter 3. It's titled The Messenger Within You. And this sounds very intriguing, so I'd like to know what you mean by that and what this chapter is all about.
That's, again, talking about the power of feeling, because our subconscious mind works like a recorder. Whatever experience that you have in life, it will be recorded in your subconscious mind. Whatever achievements that you get, it will be recorded in there. So that's the messenger that always, whenever you live your day, It will basically add to your experience, and your feeling will tell you that you are moving toward the thing that you wanted or not. So again, the power of feeling is the creative power.
Okay.
So I think I treat feeling different from visualization and affirmation. Affirmation and visualization is more of a tool. Feeling is more of a benchmarking, if you like to call it, or a communication system between you and your inner self.
Okay.
So if you practice listening to the wise person inside you, that's where the messenger talks to us inside. And this is the inner talk that we have inside. If we ignore them and we don't listen to them, it might keep staying for years and years. But if you sit, especially in meditation, and listen to each inner talk, and you answer their need, you will move on forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked that meditation is a key in that whole process, but I know that you also are very involved with Qigong, and that's a very interesting form. It's not martial arts, but it's an energy practice. Would you tell us a little more about that, and then how important maybe a practice like that is to someone that is wanting to really to get into this feeling mindset and practice these tools of the law of attraction?
In Qigong, it's coming from the Chinese culture as its origin. I attended all of my training in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and U.S.
Mm-hmm.
for Qigong. And the powerful thing in Qigong is the power of love and forgiveness. And those two things makes miracle in our life. And if you want to put law of attraction in a higher level, that's exactly what Qigong is talking about. It doesn't talk about law of attraction, but it talks about love and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one form of law of attraction on this direction, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I benefit a lot from Qigong because it cleared the negative thoughts that I might have at any minute. And Qigong focuses also a lot on meditation. So it enhanced my experience when I do my meditation for law of attraction.
Okay. Qigong is incredibly powerful work. Do you do it every day?
I do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a few minutes sometimes, and sometimes if I get a chance, I can extend it like half an hour.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So why don't you give us an example of how you used your own techniques to change something in your life? This would be very powerful for our audience to hear something from you directly.
I tried the law of attraction and multiple things in my life, and it becomes like the master key for me right now. Whenever I wanted something, I just apply the law and I get what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Lucky you.
But just to give you a good example, at my career, few years back, I was working as an engineer. And after a few years, you know, you get the experience, you interact with people, and you build your experience. But I wanted to get more into, helping more and doing more. And so I think the management ladder will give you that portion if it is something that you are looking for. And I applied the law for this. It was amazing. Only within 1 week, I start to see the results, and I was I was given a chance to sit as the second step on the ladder immediately. Even I didn't become a supervisor. I became immediately a general supervisor. And it was like an amazing experience. I didn't expect law of attraction is going to make miracles. I know it will bring you what you want, but it was so quick, extremely so quick, which enhanced my, belief on it. It becomes much stronger. And then I decided to write my first book and second book.
Okay. So it can't happen that instantly. I know people that are listening are going to be very happy to know that they can actually have change happen so quickly. And that's a part of your subtitle, Revealing the Secrets to Manifest Your Desires Instantly to Success. I mean, it can happen that quickly, like it did for you, within basically a week.
It happened within a week. For the financial part, it was the same thing. I'm happy now. I'm talking from a different level financially.
Yes.
And I was struggling a lot. And every month, at the end of the month, I just receive the paycheck to pay the invoices and bills that I get.
Yes, yes.
And I was struggling. And I get every year an increase, and still I get more bills. So where's the end for this? I was lucky to find law of attraction.
Yes.
And I start to have this goal. And you wouldn't believe it, within really a very short period of time, I achieved that goal. So I raised my goal to a bigger figure.
Good for you. Well, that's inspiration right there.
Yeah, and then when I achieved the second step, now I changed my statement. And I think there is no end for this one. So just dream big. That's why I mentioned you have to dream big, because at this point, you set a goal according to your ability and capability. But believe me, if you dream big, your capability will expand, and you can modify your goal to become a bigger goal.
Mm-hmm.
So you can achieve whatever. Everything is possible. If you say to yourself that I can do this, you will be able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
If you say to yourself that I cannot do this, believe me, the same thing. You will not be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So why to choose the limitation? Why not to choose the more achievement? Why don't you choose bigger dreams? It's for free.
Yeah, it's for free. That's great. You know, I really appreciate that you say that, because I think in this whole process, you have to suspend your understanding and just allow the universe, like you say, allow the universe to provide what you want, maybe in ways that you couldn't even think up yourself. So there's a part that you have to just have faith, I imagine, as well, don't you think?
In fact, this is, I believe it completely, and Deepak Chopra in many of his books mentioned that people look for a change and people look for a transformation.
Mm.
So if you look for a change, it's small. If you look for a transformation, you move yourself to a person that you believe it exists somewhere. And if you focus on that, you will transform yourself and your life and your environment to whatever you dream of.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of joy and happiness, you will achieve it.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us about allowing, the importance of allowing and what that actually means and feels like.
Allowing when you have all of your feelings and your thoughts going toward your goal. And when you have the opposite, if you have a goal but you don't feel that you are going to achieve it, basically you are stopping the universe from manifesting that.
Mm-hmm. So interesting. So, Ayman, are you teaching workshops? What are you doing with your knowledge and wisdom at this point? Are you just focusing on writing?
At this point, since I work for a company, my option is to do it through writing. But I have plans to go further and giving more seminar and so on. I made some presentation using Success in Career, using basically law of attraction principle, applying this to my work environment, and it start to become like a culture on the people around me. And at the same time, the secret has been everywhere now. You can see it in all languages almost.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it on the TV, on the radio. So law of attraction is moving at a very high speed, and because this is the concept of law of attraction. It resonates with everything that comes on its way.
Yes, yes. Now, there has been a little bit of talk that I've heard recently more on a negative side of things regarding some of the law of attraction information out there. And I've heard this about The Secret as well, being that it's very focused on the material word, materialistic wants. And what are your thoughts on that? Have you heard any of that?
I heard that people applied law of attraction and they achieved results. And I heard about people who achieved less results. And I heard about people tried law of attraction and they didn't get any results.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the portion that did not get any results, I think they did not understand the law very well. Because the law, as we mentioned, has different components. If you focus on something that you don't want, then definitely you will attract more of it. And the law also told you to have more focus. At the same time, it does not prevent you from taking action. Unless you take action, the law is going to be limited.
Mm.
So there is a law of attraction and there is another law of action. You have to follow up on your thoughts by taking action. Because
mm-hmm.
your thoughts create your behavior and your behavior creates your actions. And your actions determine the destiny. It's like a step. If you do one step and you miss the other, it's going to be very hard to get the result.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that talk comes because people did not look at the whole process.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And there are already some people provided some information on this. I think John Ashraf in his book, The Answer,
mm-hmm.
he talked about this. And he said, the secret is the first step, then you have to take action. And that action will create whatever you want.
Okay.
If you just keep the thoughts alone, you don't take an action, that's not bad, but that's not everything.
Right, right.
You have to combine both.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Will you be talking at all about any other universal laws in your next book, or will it be focusing again on just the law of attraction?
I will talk about the whole process, as I mentioned. So
yes.
I will have the law of attraction, and then I will have the other steps to clarify the whole process.
Okay, great, great.
Because that was like an assumption that if you have the thoughts, you have to take the action.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But sometimes you need to clarify that more.
Yes. I think that that is another point where people can actually struggle a little bit, and obviously they are, like you're saying. You know, it's one thing to have the thought, but to actually really every day, in every way, take action towards that goal. I mean, that's part of the manifestation process.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mentioned also in Harmonic Wealth
mm-hmm.
by James Ray that you have to fire your feelings, your action, and your visualization in the same direction. It's three components. If you have feeling in one direction, visualization in a different direction, and action in a different direction, believe me, the resultant will be in a different direction.
Yeah, you'll be running in circles.
Yeah.
So let me ask you then, Iman, you know, we're living in a world that is very much in a state of chaos, you could see. You know, there's economic problems here in the U.S. We have war going on. People are very, very fearful, especially in the United States here. And so I'm wondering what your thoughts are on how one can, I don't know, maybe through the law of attraction in an individual way, make a change in the world around them and in their community in a more positive way. In hopes that we go in a more positive direction than where we're going right now. Do you understand what I mean?
I understand what you mean, and that was, in fact, a discussion between me and a friend of mine today.
Oh, really?
And he was talking about the environment, okay?
Yes.
Why the environment doesn't have this, and why the environment doesn't have that, and he started to have, he wanted to share his whatever he feels inside, and he has a great objective to enhance everything around him in life and so on. And he was struggling at the same time. What I told him that me and you and everybody else, if we start as one, and if we start with the group around us, we can create a change. I just blame the environment around me, I blame the people around me, I'm not going to get any result. So I think it starts with me, start with you, start with whoever wanted the change, and this way you will have the collective power to create a positive change.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to keep the hope. Very important to set the target, and it's very important to start with yourself. Then you can create everything.
Mm-hmm. I love that, because that really is like the ripple effect, and the ripple effect has to start with you and within you, and that's where the change has to happen. And I love that you're saying that, because it looks at this point like there is a lot of finger pointing and a lot of blame, and that to me, I don't know. It doesn't seem like that's going to take us into the next step, you know?
Yeah, I read a story in the past. I just would like to share it with everyone.
Please.
This man, when he was like very young, he said, I want to change the whole world. And years after years, when he's about maybe 30 years old, he said, no, I want to change my country.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 10 years, he said, no, I want to change my city. He was around 50 by that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, let me change my district, only the people around me. And then he is already 60. And then he said, let me change my family.
Yeah.
And in a few years, he said, let me change myself.
Yeah, finally he came to it.
Yeah, so I think if we start this, the wisdom out of this story, if I start with myself, I manage myself, I will be a leading example. People will see the success. People will do the same, and we will create the success, we will create peace, we create a nice economy, we create a nice environment for education. So it starts from the first point, myself.
Mm.
If I fix myself, I can, share the message, and people can learn from me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Iman, this has been a wonderful interview. I'm so happy that we got a chance to have you on the program today. This is very cutting-edge information, and I know our listeners are going to just really appreciate everything that you had to say today.
Thank you so much for having me and giving me the opportunity to share my thoughts and learn from you as well.
Oh, great. Well, let's mention your website. It's lawofattractionhandbook.com. And so your book can be purchased through your website?
Yes, it can.
Okay. And then also online booksellers, I imagine, as well.
You can buy it from Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Books & Million, and any other online store.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, so did you have any final thoughts that you wanted to share that we didn't cover today?
I really appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you today, and I wish if anybody wants to communicate with a feedback to me, there is a section on my webpage where people can put their concern, feedback, success stories, and I will be more than glad to provide the help that I can offer.
Oh, wonderful. So you have an email contact?
Yes.
Okay, great, great. Well, thank you, Iman. This has been just wonderful talking with you, and I'm just so glad I got a chance to meet you today. How fantastic.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, you take care, and I hope to have you back on the program when you come up with your third book.
You too. Thank you again.
Okay. You take care. All right, listeners, I've been talking with Iman Al-Maimani. His latest book, Law of Attraction Handbook, Revealing the Secrets to Manifest Your Desires Instantly to Success, is out now. You can find out more about his book through his website, lawofattractionhandbook.com. And I know it's also available through Amazon, so it's highly accessible at this point. Well, I hope that you enjoyed all the information that we shared today in this interview. Very powerful stuff. And I just highly encourage that you check out this book, check out Iman's website, and see if you can maybe do this in your own life. Put these principles to use, and let's see what we can create in this world. All right. So thank you once again for listening to Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson. And until next time.